Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. My name is Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And today we are going to give you Gym 101. This is going to be our sequencing through every single thing that you're going to need to know to join a gym. So if you're sitting on your butt, if you're a couch potato, and you have no clue where to start as to finding a gym, we're going to walk you through finding the gym, getting a good deal with your membership, finding group exercise classes, personal training, everything that you're going to need to know to get started on that end of the gym world. So we're not going to talk about training today. Today is purely the adventure of finding a new gym.
And who to stay away from in the gym is key.
Oh, are we talking about that today too?
Why not? We might make this two-parter.
Okay. Yeah, and on that note, we've been hearing some feedback from some people that you might prefer having this podcast split into two. So,
into
half-hour segments.
It's not the fact that they don't like us. They just get scared by the hour.
Mm-hmm. So if you have an opinion on that, if you like the hour format, or if you'd like two half-hour segments, which would be the exact same thing, just split into two things, so you can listen to it on your way to work and then listen to it on the way back from work, which you can still do, but just have it in two files.
We're here to make you happy.
Exactly. Just let us know your opinion on that. So, I've been running the past couple days, and I've actually started really enjoying it, and I want to commit to this. As long as I can pay for it, I'm going to do the Vine Man Half Triathlon in July. So, I'm announcing it publicly right here and right now that as long as this is the only thing that might, it's like $250 to register for the thing, which might be, you know,
we should
deterrent.
Get sponsors for you.
Yeah.
If
you want to sponsor me, send an email to podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. And then we can get me sponsored. But I've been running and I've been doing this whole chi running thing. And I've got to tell you, it's really changed the way I run. I've gone like 5K, barely stopped at all. My mileage has been like 10-minute miles, like pretty decent times, and for me, because I don't usually do long distance stuff. So this is an adventure for me.
We went jogging the other day, and I was overly impressed with how you kept going.
Thank you.
I decided to stop.
Right.
But you kept going, and I was impressed.
I'll give you the book. Do you want me to read it out loud to you, before bed?
Yeah, that'd be great. Would you? Because the thought of you, first off, just reading a book about running would make me want to go to sleep. So that sounds like a great nighttime read. That's awesome.
Plus, Tyler, you hate to read. Let's not lie to ourselves.
I hate to read, and even though I do it pretty much all day. But yeah.
Right. All right. So, let's start.
Oh, let me tell you my fun fact that I heard today.
Oh.
Alligators cannot contract AIDS. They cannot get AIDS. How awesome is that?
That's actually great.
So they're actually looking into alligators for the cure to AIDS. They're trying to figure out how to get their hormones or their DNA or strands of it to Y, but they cannot get AIDS. And that made me think, how... like, who got stuck with the job to give the alligator AIDS? However they do it. I'm not getting into that realm.
It's probably an injection.
But who just was like, hey, who wants to give AIDS to the alligator? Ooh, me, sign me up. You know it's the intern or, like, the stupid little college guy that's like, I'm here just to get credits. Yeah. I guess I'll go fight the alligator shove a needle in it. Like, that's awful.
Yeah, I bet Peter's so pissed. Like, we're gonna get Naomi Campbell to pose nude with an alligator now.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But no, I heard that today, and I was like, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
It cracked me up today.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was another
fun fact. Apparently, I was listening to these TED Talks, right? These are the really smart people who come and do these lectures. And apparently, this woman was saying, not apparently, I heard her say it, we come from water monkeys. That's our origin. Because if you look at our development mental cycle in the womb, they're saying we don't come from apes. No, we come from water monkeys. That's why we can't find the missing link, because the missing link is underwater.
awesome. Did she watch way too much cracked out 1970s Puff and Stuff movies?
Hopefully. Awesome. She liked Puff the Magic Dragon a little too much.
Sure. That's a great analogy as well. All right, so you have decided... Okay, back to the topic at hand. So you've sat at home, you've decided, you know what?
Today's the day.
Today's the day. I've listened to Tyler and Keon. They've encouraged me. They've got me thinking about it. I'm going to jump on this bandwagon of health and fitness and going to grab the bull by the horns and wrestle it down.
Let's tackle this question first.
Okay.
Do you need to join a gym to get in shape?
No.
Okay, done.
But it's easier.
It is. That's true. So you don't need to join a gym to get in shape, but that's the topic today. So we'll talk about alternatives next week sometime.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to get that out of the way that you can still be healthy and not join a gym.
Yeah. But it makes it a lot easier and more fun.
Very true.
So what would be the very first thing that would be what you would want in a gym?
What I would want in a gym, gosh, I've worked in so many gyms that I like a community, in all honesty. That makes a huge difference to me.
Community as in, like, the people that work out there?
Teach there, train there, everything. Because if you go to a gym and you just pop your headphones in and you work out, that's fine. But if you pop your headphones in and then someone says hi, you go to a group exercise class, and you get more motivated, because that's more of a pleasurable thing, to go to a gym and actually work out as opposed to just, I have to go again, blah, blah, blah. But that's what I look for in a gym, because I can do a workout with a set of dumbbells and, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I could do a workout with nothing. Or I could do a workout with full machines, you know.
But you like the community.
I do.
Where I'm the exact opposite. I like to go and get my stuff done and leave because I'm self-motivated and I have other stuff to do half the time.
So there are gyms that will suit both of you. Yes. Both of these kind of styles.
Something that I would say is key to finding a gym is the location.
Very true.
Very,
very true.
Very important. If it is 20 minutes away, you're never going
to
go.
Right. But you have to think, am I going to work out? Do I want to work out after work? So is finding a gym right near my work more important? Or am I going to work out in the mornings or after I get home? So which is more important to you?
Yeah. So find the location that suits you best if it is closer to your home, which I personally encourage because on the weekends you can get one in. Before or after work, you can get one in. On the way to, on the way back.
It's
easier in that realm.
Absolutely.
Also, if you do enjoy the community aspect of it, some people commute to their work. So having a community closer to home, you can make friends that live closer to you and that kind of stuff.
Amen.
So that's something to look forward to when you're, first off, looking at to get a gym membership is what's close to you.
Right. So what I would do, don't pick up the Yellow Pages. Don't Google it. Drive around your neighborhood. Or better yet, if you live in a place that's walkable, just walk and around the block and see what gyms are in the area. So that
you
know.
And for the most part, you know.
Exactly.
Like, you've seen them around.
Do another little drive-by. And I would recommend not calling before you go.
Don't. I've done sales multiple times, different gyms. Do not call gyms to ask them any questions.
Right. We'll get to sales in a second. Let's stay focused.
But we'll just say that. Don't call gyms, period. Unless you only want directions. That'd be the only reason to call a gym.
Don't ask for prices. Don't ask for everything. We'll explain why in a second.
We'll get to that later.
So let's talk about the difference between a small gym, like your local neighborhood Ted's gym, or a large
48-hour. I like the 48-hour gym.
So are they open for 48 hours and then close for 48 hours?
No, they're just open for 48 hours. That's how they do their shifts.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's marathon.
Like, it's like being a fireman. They're like 72 hours, I think.
I think it depends on the day.
Yeah.
But you're there for at least.
You're there for a while.
One of my buddies.
It's long shifts.
He works as a fireman and he's, Anyway, so let's talk the benefits of a small gym.
Small gym, you're going to get more personalized atmosphere.
Right.
You will be more quaint. I find that the community is better in those type of things people will get to know you faster.
Right. Plus, it actually is, I think it's a small gym is better just because you actually get fewer people there too, typically. So you can either pop your headphones on, listen to Metallica and work out, or you can, you know, pop your headphones on, listen to Metallica, work out, and talk to people.
Yeah, and just as a side note, the thing that's funny that a lot of people don't put two and two together, if you live in a very popular area, the celebrities go to the small gyms. They don't go to the big gyms.
Right.
So if you are intrigued in that aspect, fun right. little side note. Which yeah.
Like one of my friends down in Studio City, she trains a bunch of celebrities, and she's got just a small private Pilates studio.
Yeah.
And at my gym, we have a couple like D-list and P-list celebrities, but that's about it. P-list is for porn.
I was just gonna say
it right now. We live in the porn capital of the entire world.
And yeah, there's some fun.
But they're really nice people.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that they aren't.
Right. Okay. So, and the benefits of a large gym is that you get typically more locations. So if you're a traveler, 48-hour gym or a larger chain gym might be the way to go.
Maybe more, Sally's
gym.
Yeah.
That just covers the spectrum right there.
Yeah, that covers the spectrum of it all.
So, those kind of gyms.
Or maybe Silver's. It's a good one as well.
I think we can say gym names on this thing and not get sued, just so you know.
You know what? I think it's more fun this way.
Okay.
So, and it makes me get my wit going.
Right. So that might be a benefit for you. Like, some of those gyms, like Silver's, are franchises, so it's independently owned. It's like McDonald's, you know, it's independently owned, but there's a larger corporation running it, so that you might have to pay a little bit extra to go to different gyms and travel and that kind of thing. So that's the benefit of...
On another scale of the difference between large and small gyms, which probably leads to the next area that we can touch on, is the pricing will be different on most of them.
Absolutely.
Your smaller ones are going to be more expensive.
Typically, yeah.
Typically more expensive, where your corporate ones are less in the monthly fees and stuff like that.
Right. So it does, I mean, you kind of get what you pay for in a certain realm. Smaller means more individualized attention, which probably means more progress towards your goals in the long run. So for me, I'd rather work out a small gym than a chain gym.
Where I go the opposite and prefer the larger ones because I like to move around. Mm-hmm. And if I don't feel like working out that one, I like to have the options of going to different places.
Right. And since, for me, it's like I work at gyms. So it's like I work at X gym at this place and then I work at Y gym across town. So I guess...
Yeah, you get to move
around. I have small gyms that aren't connected. Cool. So... that's kind of how you would find a gym. Drive around your area. Don't Google it. Don't do any of that because while Google's a great tool, you might not find the best thing for you in your area because, say, this gym, a gym down the street is new. They haven't started their website yet or they haven't entered their information into Google yet. There's a whole bunch of things that might not have gone into the creation of the gym, and it might be fantastic.
Yeah.
So maybe do a little Google research first and then go drive around. But that's the way to do it. And then just stop, walk in, and this leads us into Tyler's expertise.
And to walk in is the best thing to do, is just go in and go. With sales, most of the time, you'll walk straight up to the front desk. There'll be a front desk attendant, whatever, there. You'll walk up to them and be like, hey.
And usually they're... dang it, I can't say the R word, can I?
They're not the smartest people in the world.
They're a fairly unintelligent teenager who doesn't give a crap about you, typically.
Yeah, and the thing that's really funny is that most of them, I mean, Keon and I talk to them on a regular basis, super nice people, but come across like complete morons.
Like they're...
come in the door. I don't know why, it's awful, and nobody tells them to not zone out and just treat you like you're dirt.
Right.
But for some reason, they do.
Right. Awesome, right?
Yeah. Who doesn't love that? So you go up, you'll talk to the person, be like, hey, I'd like to look into a membership. That literally is code word for the alarms go off, the salespeople jump down fire poles, put on their Batman mask, and
It's you tough. Might get assaulted.
Yeah, like you the front desk person
will probably just stare at you for about 5 seconds, going through the process of what to do.
Yeah, because it's really they freak out. Because
it's like they know that money's on the line. Because salespeople are motivated by goals, which is it's good for the company, but it's good for you because we're going to teach you some secrets as to how to play them.
Yes. So what, I'm going to run through what will happen first, and then I'll tell you how to get by half of it. Then you'll be greeted by someone.
You'll probably have to fill out a waiver of some kind. Waiver, like, hey, I'm not going to.
You're not going to get hurt and stuff like that. They will ask for your ID.
Right.
They will first and foremost ask you for your ID. The reason why they do that is because when you take the tour, that means you have to come back for it.
Very true.
That's why they ask for your ID.
And there is some certain safety aspects of it. Like, you have next, or, they, you know.
There is, but mostly not even a thought on their mind.
The funny thing is, at the gym I work at now, we have a stack about 2 inches thick of IDs. Driver's licenses.
That people just leave?
Yeah. They'll come, guest pass it, and then they'll forget their ID.
That's awful.
Uh-huh. And we don't... the stupid thing... I think you can toss those in the mail and they'll just go. We don't do that. Weird, huh?
That is very odd.
Right.
So, then they'll take you... usually, if they're a good salesperson, they'll sit you down, talk to you, ask you what your goals are, what you want to do with the gym, how many times a week. They'll ask you this questionnaire and whatnot.
This is what we call the rapport building stage.
Yeah. Because they're trying to make a friendship.
Everything from the second you enter the door is all about emotions from here on out. They're trying to get you in an emotional state, period.
They're trying to make you feel like this should be your second home, that you should be able to sleep here and enjoy every second that you spend there.
When in reality, 9 out of 10 people don't use their membership regularly.
And 9 out of 10 people that I sold memberships to, I could not tell you their name the next day.
Mm-hmm. So, what I've seen from my sales staff is salespeople, they usually really don't care about you.
They might, they'll come like across like
after the sale.
Yeah.
But at the sale, phew, you are their shining star.
Oh, yeah. You are a champ all the way. They'll then take you on a tour. Tours are nice. They'll be honest with you for the most part, and show you what's going on.
This is my favorite thing at a tour to do, is you stop, be like, oh, mind if I do something real quick? And they're just like, sure.
Usually they'll be way confused.
Yeah, they'll get way confused, and then you turn to a member and say, what do you think about this gym? And it throws the salesperson's game off.
Because usually the person will give them a complete honest answer, and then the salesperson's screwed because you now know the whole truth.
Exactly. So, that's a little trick. It's kind of fun. It's hard to do mentally. Like, in a social setting, it's really difficult, but give it a shot.
Yeah. So, I suggest doing that. Then they'll get you back to the desk, and they will start asking you all the most uncomfortable questions about money and trying to get you set up. So, what would you like to get signed up with today? What can we do to make you walk out today part of the family? They'll use the funniest lines.
Join
our team. You know, what can we do for you? And use all those fun slogans and stuff like that. And that's basically the gist of whatnot. The way to get around this, let's say you have found the gym that you want to join.
Right. Before we go there, at the end of your tour, would you recommend saying, like, this is the first gym you've stopped at. Would you recommend, you like it, but you're not sure 100%? Would you recommend?
Okay, let's say it's your very first gym and you have 3 more you want to check out.
Right.
Be completely upfront with the person. Be like, you know what? I'm not making a choice today.
Yeah, or I'm not making a choice right now even.
Not making a choice. I'm just seeing what's out there. Usually, what I would do in this... Well, let me walk you through what I would do from start to end after we've done this. So, they'll take you on a tour. They'll talk to you about money for the most part, and you can make your choice to leave or whatnot. So this is what I would do when I get there. Mm-hmm. I would walk up to the front desk person, and I'm not trying to be sexist. It's normally some very nice, cute little girl that's not all there mentally sometimes. I would not say that you're there for a membership.
Ask for a tour.
No, I don't even go that route. Ask them, who is your newest salesperson? And they'll tell you right away, because that's a question that they don't get often. They're never going to get that question. Huh. You want the newest person. because they're going to give you the best deal because they want the deal.
Interesting.
So you go, you just ask them, and they'll just say, oh, it's Dave. We'll just use Dave for this whole analogy. Awesome. Be like, well, then can I talk to Dave? This way you're going to bypass talking to the manager.
Right.
That's going to smooge and just reek of just annoyance to you.
Right. So like usually they're
used car salesman,
35 to 45 range, and they just come to terms with the fact that they're not going to get any better in their life than a sales manager at a gym.
Yeah.
Which, if you're a sales manager at a gym, fine, that's a great thing. That's a great thing.
You can
thing,
make a great living. But
it's not my aspiration, personally.
They come off very used car salesman-esque at times.
True.
So then you ask for Dave and be like, well, I would like to talk to Dave. Where's Dave at?
Right.
And they'll be like, oh, let me get Dave. Dave comes over and you'll be like, hey, Dave. This is a little bit shady, I know. But be like, hey, throw out a person's name. Told me to come talk to you.
Oh, that's the way to do it. That's how you get people to be nice to you. Is you say, oh yeah, I have some of my clients work out here or whatever. What, you know?
Totally bring say, oh hey, you know, my friend Susan told me to come talk to you. She said she hooked
that you hooked her up.
That you worked something out.
Right.
Awesome.
But here's how it can backfire. Just so you know.
As if it's his first day.
No. If they do the refer a friend promotion.
See, even that you can bypass because
you don't know their last name.
You don't know their last name. Be like, oh, I work with her.
Right.
Like, I don't know her last name kind of thing. Just play it dumb and they'll bypass it.
Pretty much here's the attitude I think that you should probably go into it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Beautiful blonde in a Corvette getting stopped by the police for speeding, right? That's how that's the attitude you should have?
No.
It's
yes
like,
and no, because you need to go in there and you're wearing the pants at all times of a situation.
But you still want
to
play dumb, kind
you
of,
you still
right?
want to play dumb, but after you have all this knowledge that we're going to give you, you're not going to be. So it's you need to be able to know what you're talking about.
Okay, so no Corvette.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
My mistake.
They'll sit you down, they'll do the questionnaire thing, and don't ever lead on that you're going to get the membership that day.
Right.
Never do that.
Unless
never
you
be like, hey, I'm going to get my membership today, what can you do? Don't do that, because now they know they have you in the bag, you're going to get the most expensive thing.
Right.
Go on the tour, be nice to them, they're not bad people, whatever.
For the most part.
They'll sit you back down, and they'll start going through numbers.
And they'll usually use really confusing terms.
And, they're going to be like, oh, there's this, and they're going to talk real fast because they talk so fast because they're hoping that you don't understand it and just sign up.
Uh-huh.
And just know this is what you need to do kind of a thing.
Right.
So with that, there usually is a quote-unquote startup fee. That is probably the biggest bunch of crap in the world.
Right.
There's really no reason for it. It is...
It's guaranteed money for the club.
Yeah,
is really
it's just fun money.
It's pretty much saying, if you don't stay with the club and you're doing a month-to-month membership, like you're paying every month, that they actually got some money out of you.
Yeah. So, first and foremost, I would just say, I don't want to pay anything up front. I don't want any startup.
Right.
9 out of 10 times, there honestly is a no startup at that time.
Very true.
You will probably, though, pay higher in a month-to-month. That's how they work. Don't ask me why. Well, I know why, because they need to get more money from you.
Right.
But that's if you do a zero startup, you're going to be looking at the $40 a month. If you do a $100 setup, that's when you're getting to the $20 to $25 a month.
So it could be, if you're planning on staying with that gym for a very long time, it could be beneficial to pay the $100 up front to pay the lower price.
The best at every single gym, though, I will tell you this right now, is to go with the biggest package. Even though it's $500, $600, $1,000, if it's for 2 years... That's the thing that I would suggest you literally do with the salesperson is, okay, If I signed up today with you, what is the cheapest thing we can do?
And this is after you found the gym that you want.
After you found the gym that you want. And be like, okay, for 2 years, what's 2 years? They'll write down $600. Awesome. What's a year? They'll write down $400. Well, that automatically means that the 2 years better than the 1 year.
Right. You're saving
$100. Makes sense.
Right.
So now they're like, oh, well, I can get you at zero enrollment for $10 a month. Well, do that math. That's the best option. Even if you don't want to be committed for 2 years, that's still the best option.
Yeah. But they'll do this trick, which Tyler taught me a lot. What do you call it when you go grab your manager or whatever? What's that called?
They make you... I forget the actual
term. It's pretty much a tag team. They'll be like, I don't know. I'm going to... Hold on. I'll be right back. I'm going to grab my manager. And they'll walk away, like, have a conversation over here. It looks real serious, right? They'll be like, okay, here's the best I can offer you.
And that's not... It's a show. It's an act. My favorite... And I used to be the biggest jerk with sales, too. I used to always tell people... The highest I could give people was literally 250 startup and then $50 a month. And that is what I told people every single time they sat down with me. We're 250 bucks a startup, $50 a month.
Uh-huh.
And people go, oh, whoa, 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 that's a whole lot. And then what they're going to do is they're going to be like, oh, well, look at all the fun stuff you get.
Right.
This, 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 and this. And then they'll be like, well... What seems to be the problem?
Right.
Is it the monthly or the startup? A lot of people will just say the startup. And then I would go and be like, you know what? And this will be the funniest. And do this. You'll get a riot out of this concept.
Uh-huh.
If you go on like a Thursday, they'll be like, you know what? I think there's a promotion for this weekend. Let me see if I can get you it. They'll cut off like $100 right there. If that's still an issue, they'll then go to the manager, get another $100 cut off.
So the lesson there is just be a hard ass and
yeah.
say no.
Just be
is
firm.
Is this the best you can give me? And just stay sitting.
Just what I still don't ever pay startup. I mean, honestly.
Unless you get a better deal.
Unless you get some, yeah. Like they're giving you 800 personal training with it and those kind
right.
of things. Which that's what they'll do too, is they'll start, that's my favorite too, is you'll be like, oh, you know what? Let me get you also, I'll give you a free personal training thing.
That's
every
cool.
gym gives you a free personal training thing with your membership.
Which is what we'll talk about
yeah,
later.
Yeah, we'll move on to that.
That's my favorite.
So don't fall for that. Basically, just be firm. Go in knowing what you want to pay. I don't want to pay zero. I mean, honestly, I would pay zero startup and at most $30 a month. And that's for your 48 hours
right.
corporate gym. At smaller gyms, you are going to be looking – it's going to be more kind of a thing. Upwards to $100 a month.
Right.
So don't – if it sounds like it's a lot, the smaller gyms, it will be a lot more kind of a concept.
Right.
There's really no need to get a towel service.
I like it personally.
Well,
but,
if
okay.
it's an added fee,
right? No,
there's no.
That's
it's
bull.
It's bogus. It's like $5 to $10 more. Know what you're paying for. Some gyms make you pay for the pool. I'll tell you right now, they're not asking for it when you get to the pool.
Right.
Like, there's no way that they're ever going to see if you're using the pool or not, if you have it or not.
Right.
Some have tennis courts.
Right.
You have to pay more for those. They don't check.
Right. So they're going to try and nickel and dime you.
Yeah.
Really the bottom line, which is what's been plaguing the fitness industry for the last 50 years, is that fitness people have been trying to nickel and dime and squeeze as much money out of you as possible.
So yeah, literally have the salesperson write out what you're paying for.
Right.
And ask the questions. Don't be scared of these people. They have all day.
Right.
I used to do this mid-sell. I'd go to other gyms and just see how they would sell me just so
right.
I could get ideas
oh, yeah.
and stuff
I love
like that.
That.
After I would get them to what I knew was the lowest thing, I would leave.
Right. Be like, you know what? I like your price. I'm going to go check out another gym just to double check. and I'll call you back later. You leave him a fake number.
And move on. But that's kind of the thing that, you know, your corporate gyms, all of them are trying to outbeat each other.
Right.
So if you can go over and, you know, be like, hey, 48 hours is going to give me this price, even though you like the silver gym better.
Right.
Tell them, hey, I was over at 48. This is what they were going to give me.
Right. And then they're going to be like, oh, well, you don't get this, this, and this at that club.
And it's like, and then my answer always is, well, I don't need that.
Right. Yeah, you have to pretend. Okay, there's two ways you can do this. My dad is the king of haggling. He got a rug. We were in Spain. He got a rug down from like $15,000 to $4,000.
Nice.
Awesome, right? Awesome. And what the two ways that he does it is he plays disinterest. He won't care, right? Be like, I want this, but I don't really care, you know? Right? I don't really care. Or my mom and my dad will tag team, and this is the funniest thing I've ever seen, right? They'll, like, my mom will play this card like, oh, honey, I really want it. I really need this, you know, like, blah, 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 right? So the salesman turns on, they're like, we got him. We're going to gouge him for as much money as possible, right? Then they'll switch into Farsi, which is, like, my dad's native language, and my mom will be like, I don't really want it. If we get it for, you know, a good price, fine. And then my mom will leave. So the salesman will see his golden goose leaving with my mom, and he'll be left with my dad. Like, so his defenses are all whacked out.
It's all over the place.
So that's a way you can do it as a couple, is pretend, like the girl pretend, and then she'll leave. That's a really good way to go.
And that's kind of what I was trying to get across in going, knowing what you want.
Right.
Knowing that you hold the power in this situation, and the salesperson is trying to take it away from you the whole time.
Right. So let's just say at the gym you used to work at, what was the lowest price that I could get?
$0.29. $0 startup, 29 bucks. Actually, there honestly was sometimes that we did have a $24.99 a month.
Okay. So, and at my club, which is bigger, it's more, it's just a bigger club. It's not as many locations. But it
targets a higher class.
It does. I think the lowest you can get is $69 with zero enrollment. And that's if you really work it. So really, there's only a $30 range that you should be fighting for. If you go to a larger club, like the one over there.
Let's say...
It's like a time club.
I guess you... Nah. Yeah,
it's kind of, I mean, it's more like Vernal. Like, you know, it's like the... Whatever. There's another ritzy club in our area that they charge a lot more, and they don't really have a club to compete against. So that's pretty much sales in a nutshell.
That's sales in a nutshell. Just go in knowing that you hold the power, and right, don't let them boss you around. If you don't understand it, make them tell you exactly what you're buying.
Like, don't buy their crap.
Okay. The other thing that real fast is that at most gyms, when you sign up, they'll make you pay the startup. If there's a startup, I suggest you never get the startup package.
Right.
And then they also will do a first and last month when you start up. So if it comes out to be zero enrollment, $24.99, you're really paying 50 bucks. Because they do first and last month. That's just how they do it.
Right.
I don't want you to think, oh, it's only 20 bucks, 25 right, bucks going in.
So... Cool. So,
now you have your membership.
Awesome. Great. So what's with that membership, they say, oh, you get a, like Tyler was saying, you get a free personal training session. So usually within the week of your sign up, you'll get a phone call from your personal trainer, right?
Or if they're good, they'll sign you up right there when you get the membership right, for a personal training thing.
Typically that, I mean, unless the trainer is hanging around there, typically that won't happen because in all honesty, the fitness manager wants to hook you up with the best fit. So if you are looking for a boxing person, they're going to send you to Tyler. If you're looking for Pilates and, you know, strength and conditioning, send them to me. That's, you know, that's kind of how it works. So you'll have about a week to play around without a whole lot of guidance. So if this is your first time there, listen to a previous podcast. Listen to the cardio versus workouts one and kind of get a feel for things. Start slow. Just, like, go on the machines. Check them out.
You can see our rating at truefitnessacademy.com of all cardio machines. It was the
Tuesdays
of this week.
I'm getting so confused because we record a couple days in advance because this is obviously not live radio. And it was Monday. We recorded the Wednesday's podcast. And I was like, oh, I can't wait for the Kimbo Slice fight.
Yeah.
Or Kimbo. I was like, Keon. I said, Keon.
It's Monday. We got two
more days. So, okay. So, what I recommend is two things. After you get your membership, go take as many classes as you can. Get a feel for them and just start working out, you know, just don't do anything too hardcore. Don't work out for like 4 hours, you know, just kind of go and get a feel for the place.
After taking a class though, too, you can also catch the vibe of the trainers.
Yes.
Maybe there's one or two classes that the teacher is going to be a little bit out there. But yes. You can get kind of a grasp of, okay, these are the type of trainers that they have.
Right. And what a good salesperson will do is kind of go through all the classes and circle ones that might interest you. Take them, feel them out. Yeah. Some classes, like, there are some trainers or some group exercise people that are going to be personal trainers as well. You might make a connection there. And there are some group exercise instructors that just suck. So get a feel for it. If you don't like your first one, take something else, etc. So your trainer calls you and says, hey, let's work out together. The phone call is usually 30 seconds to 5 minutes because all they want to know is your availability and what time you want to work out. That's pretty much all they want on the phone. If you start asking questions about price, if they're good, they'll say, I don't know. And that's honest. Because each trainer is, one, going to probably charge a slightly different price, and two, they're not going to know exactly how much you're going to need training. So that's
to hit the goals.
To hit the goals that you want, right.
They don't know anything about you but a name. You're literally a piece of paper. You're usually the question. They hand the questionnaire that you do in the sales to
right.
the trainers.
I've got them.
And they go off of that.
Right. So you walk in the gym. Usually your trainer will be waiting for you right there. If they're not, bad sign. That's mark number one, that they are not ready for you and that they might not be the best trainer for you. If they're not waiting for you or extremely apologetic once they get there. If they don't give a rip, send them away. I don't care. Then don't. That should be a sign.
At worst, they should be on time.
Yes. Exactly.
At worst, they should be on time.
And some of them might set you up like, they'll have, you know, Mr. Johnson at 5:15 to 6:15, and they'll have you at 6:15 to 7:15. So they might be running kind of tight, so forgive them for that. So what's going to happen, I'm going to give you the outline of usually what happens. You usually sit down with them for about 15 to 20 minutes and fill out what's called a parcue. This is a detailed evaluation of your health background. And it's also a way that they can kind of pick and find your hotspot. Because every person has a reason that they signed up for a gym that day, right? As opposed to yesterday or the day before, why they're meeting with a trainer that day as opposed to. So they want to find that hot button. Again, like I said, it's all emotion based, okay? So you're going to go through that parcue. You're going to be asked about your nutrition habits. You'll be asked about your workout habits. You're going to be asked about your family history, your workout history, blah, 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 blah. Usually takes 15 minutes.
Do not lie on this parcue.
No, because
you're just going to get yourself hurt.
Right. And a good trainer will say right before your workout, be like, Tyler, if I could just snap my fingers and make any two body parts magically perfect, which two body parts would that be?
Well, Keon, I would like my butt to be tighter and my thighs to be nice and lean.
Perfect. So for the next half an hour to 20 minutes, I'm going to go work Tyler's butt off. I'm going to work his thighs to be leaner and his butt, right? They're going to find your hot points and really make that workout work for you, right? Because you're not getting a full workout. Don't go into this assuming that you're going to get an hour's worth of workout. That's bull. This is a sales meeting. This is to evaluate a trainer to see if you want to hire them. That's really all this is. So I'm going to work out Tyler. I'm going to give him a full body workout, but focus in on his butt and thighs. So they always ask, you know, I always ask people, if you could give someone you're trying to sell something a magic drug that would put them in a better mood and make them in a buying mood, would you give it to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's what a workout is. It puts you in a better mood and a buying mood. So just know that going into it, that you are in a really good mood because your endorphins are running. You just had a really killer workout, hopefully. And so you're in a buying mood. So just realize that they're going to try and sell you within 10 minutes of you getting off the fitness floor. So be aware. So if you don't want to buy, which is, we'll get into that in a second, if you should or should not buy, just be aware of that. So after that, they're going to lay out their prices. And the prices for personal trainers are typically usually, good sentence, Keon. They're usually pretty set in stone. If it's a smaller gym, it'll be more flexibility. If it's a chain gym, there'll be less flexibility.
And this is that is completely true. Like, they, for some reason, there's no real, you can't hardball them for the most part.
The best time to meet with your trainer is the 25th of the month. Here's why. They have 5-6 more days to hit their goal, and the fitness manager will be willing to make a deal. I've had it done for me before. I had a 30-pack that I sold, which is usually $2,000. I got it bumped down to, I think, 16. So, you can, and I still made the same amount of money. It goes towards the goal of the fitness center. So, meet towards the end of the month. It's better for you. Trust me. So, after that, they'll walk you through. They'll, again, remind you of why you came in here. I was watching this video of some salespeople, blah, blah, blah. And this guy even said, you know, do you have any family history of heart disease? Oh yeah, my father had, you know, heart disease. How did that feel when your father was going through his, you know, heart condition? You know, so they're gonna tug on your heartstrings. They're gonna tug on your emotions hard. They're gonna ask, do you think it's acceptable for you to have the same heart conditions to your family? Is it fair to your family to have those heart conditions? Like, they're gonna fight for you.
And that's kind of something that when the personal trainer, this is going to be the person that you're going to be training with.
Right.
It's that kind of thing. I personally get turned off by that. If you're going to come at me that way, peace, have a nice day, dude.
Right.
Or dudette. But yeah, so know that this is the person that you're going to be training with. So if you don't already like their personality, don't sign, like, just be like, no, this isn't going to work out. And leave. Like, right. Be like, I'm not interested. I'm sorry.
I'm out of here.
Once again, you hold the power.
Right.
It's kind of like, if you're up front and be like, you know what? I didn't like, don't be afraid to hurt their feelings, but just be like, hey, this wasn't for me. I don't really think that this is going to work.
Right. And they're gonna try even harder.
They're going to try even harder.
They're going to say, do you think you can hit your goals by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. And be like, and then they're going to throw stats at you. 9 out of 10 people don't hit their goals within the first year. And then out of that 10% that does hit their goals, 9 out of 10 of those people will fail within 5 years. They'll throw stats at you like that.
Yeah.
We have scripts that we just throw at you. So be careful.
Yeah, be careful on that. I would suggest, like, let's say you didn't like the personal trainer that you were with.
Right.
But yet you still wanted a personal trainer. I would then, after your training, just be like, go up, ask for the personal training manager. Be like, hey, is that questionable?
Here's the why I wouldn't do that, because usually the personal training manager will just throw you to the next person who needs clients or isn't reaching their goal. So what I would do is, if you have friends at the gym, ask them, what trainer have you seen that you liked? Or if you liked the group exercise class in that week that you were working out by yourself, ask that group exercise person, hey, do you know any of the trainers here that might work out well for me?
Okay.
That, because personal recommendation is always better than going to the government, which is pretty much what you're doing when you're asking the fitness manager.
Or go work out by yourself if you know a little bit, and you can see who's working out, get a feel that way.
Right. So that's kind of what's going to happen. They're going to play your emotions. They're going to play all that. So just, I don't want to say have your guard up, but just understand that's the process.
That's how it works.
And then that's how it works. So, and my recommendation, 90% of the people out on the workout floor need a personal trainer. There is a very slim percentage that is working out correctly. It's like going and playing the stock markets without doing any research, you know, or reading the, you know, Time Magazine's article on how to become a stock market maven and assuming that you can go just play the stocks. You're going to lose your money, or you're going to lose your health in the fitness industry.
No, I completely agree. And I'm looking at the time that we have. Go to the second part of this, and we'll start talking about the people that you'll see while
we'll do this on Monday. We'll talk more about this on Monday.
Talk about it Monday more.
Yeah, because I want to do calories tomorrow.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I would say, for the most part, I would get the lowest package.
I'd buy at least 10. At least 10. Here's why. You're not going to see in the first five, that's just education. That's just learning how to move your body. Then, because 10 sessions is going to last you roughly 3 weeks, right?
Because you think that you should work out how many times with the personal trainer?
Two to three times a week at least. So if you work out twice a week with him, and that's where the price, like I said at the beginning, they're not going to tell you prices over the phone. Because if you train with them once a week, you can last 10 weeks on a 10 session package. But if you work out with them three times a week, you need a larger package to satisfy that. So usually 10 sessions is about what you need to figure out if the trainer is going to get you to your goals, etc., etc. If they give you the same workout more than once, that's probably a sign they're not going to work out. If they do a body part day, unless you're training for something like a bodybuilder competition or you're an athlete, if they give you like, we're doing biceps and back today, it's usually not the best workout because for fat loss. I'm talking fat loss. For once you get into more refined workouts, because I know, Tyler, you like the body part splits, then you can start incorporating those.
Yeah, if I was training somebody for fat loss, I wouldn't do that.
Right, because you need bigger body movements, blah, blah, blah. So that is, I think, training in a nutshell. Let's see, we have about 15 minutes left. Do you want to talk about some people to avoid in the gym or what else you might find? What sounds good?
Let's go with things to avoid.
Oh, wait, sorry. I'm gonna throw down a
penalty flag.
We need to talk about etiquette. Gym etiquette is so important. This is one of the most important things ever. So Tyler talked earlier about towel service. If your gym provides towels, use your towels. If they don't provide towels, bring your own towel.
Bring your own towel. When you walk onto the floor of the gym, and I'm talking to get on a cardio machine, to pick up a dumbbell, or to sit down on a machine, you should have a towel with you, water of some kind, and I personally like to have some kind of audio. MP3 player of some kind. If that's not your thing, that's not an issue. But always have water with you and always have a towel.
Right.
Some people bring books with them too, like to write down stuff.
Okay,
but
yeah, that's
like
fine.
That's different.
A training log is fine, but don't bring like the Wall Street Journal or like the Tipping Point to read while you're working out.
If you're doing cardio. But other than that,
No. Get a book on tape. You can go to audible.com. We're not affiliates with them, so we're not getting any kickback from it. I just like the site.
And actually, I think iTunes even has some stuff. Listen to another podcast or listen to us. Yay!
Which is why we like the hour format, because you warm up listening to us, you work out listening to us, you cool down listening to us. By the end of it, your workout's done. Ta-da.
So that's
why we like the hour format.
That's
but we're going to give you the half hours next week to see the response.
How it works out. Also with the etiquette.
No, if this is for guys, no swooping low tank tops. F that. So, picture you. I guarantee you've all seen this. It's a t-shirt that's been cut out at the armpit, so you have no sleeve. But then it goes down, plunging to like where the belly button is. You can see their entire rib cage. It is one of the most disgusting things. It's like you're wearing a shirt in front and a shirt in back with no shirt on the side.
Yeah, it's like a weird
I can see this guy's nipples. Like, it is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Like, this is my pet peeve. Usually, like, I don't know. Frat guys wear them, and I just hate it. I want to hit them every single time I see it. It is by far the worst thing to wear to a gym. I see you wearing one, and I know you're a listener, I will make fun of you to no end, because that is just dumb. That is like going to the circus and dressing like a clown, because everyone's going to think that you're a part of the show, when in all actuality, you're not.
How do you really feel about it?
Well, I'm actually, pretty okay with it.
But no, I agree.
That circus metaphor, that one failed pretty hard. Huh?
It's gross.
It's disgusting. I mean, like, it's so sick.
It's just an odd look. Let's just talk about wardrobe. Because if I talk about finer aspects, I then have to get into the people that I want you to, and that's going to be part two.
That'll be Monday.
So wardrobe, be comfortable. But at the same time, there's days that, I understand that women, it's nicer to wear tighter things.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
No, I just want to dig in. It's not a freaking meat market.
True, but no, I'm going to get into that. But if wear something comfortable, if I work out, and I like to feel attractive when I work out, so I don't wear the triple XL t-shirts and that stuff. I wear shirts that fit me. They aren't tight, but I can move around in them. You know, right. Do not wear jeans, period. There's no reason to have jean shorts, jean vests, jean anything. No jeans allowed, touching anything in the gym.
Right, unless you're walking to the locker room to change from your jeans to your workout clothes, yes. Jeans are not acceptable. Unless, like, say your honey bunchkin is working out and you just changed, then you can go say, hey, honey, I'm ready to leave. But otherwise, it tears up the equipment, it's not breathable, you can't move in it, and you look like a moron.
Don't, and my other thing is, have a workout clothes and have going, living like, life clothes.
Right.
My favorite is the people that literally walk in with sandals. I've seen it before, and then they get kicked out. You will get kicked out.
Right. I have kicked people out.
Sandals, and or I've seen people with Docker, like dress shoes.
Yeah.
I've seen people with button-down t-shirts.
I understand the polo, kind of.
It's
but,
so odd.
But not a dress polo, a workout polo. They make them, which is kind of nice.
And that's fine. Like, there's Under Armour, and I've seen the Nike ones and stuff like that.
Right.
Have workout clothes and have living clothes. And dress appropriately to your size, i.e. don't wear spandex. That is my pet peeve. When people, I understand that it might feel good or whatnot, but spandex, come on.
Unless you are going to a spin class and you're wearing bike shorts, then I understand. Because it's, you've taken spin with me and it
can
rub you wrong.
But I'm just saying,
not for
the
your
most
regular
part,
workout.
Nobody really should be wearing spandex, period. Unless you're like a gymnast.
Right. Or your sport demands it.
Yeah. But
like volleyball.
So what I'm trying to get at is gym shorts. Girls, some of them are ridiculously short. I'll be the first to admit that. Even though there are some that are greatly short in an awesome
way.
We
enjoy them, but...
But really, you know, it's...
Not a meat market.
It's not a meat market. You're there to work out, to have friendships and whatnot, but that's probably the best place to stop is on the wardrobe. Wear something that's comfortable. Your shoes, you know, your not like pair of any Nikes, just Nikes
whatever.
Or but,
I
you
don't,
know, just some kind of athletic shoe.
I like New Balance personally.
That's my personal favorite as well. So with that, I think that's
good. Wear something comfortable. Listen to this one again because there are some definite things that you should probably hear twice because you're going to lose it in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sales is hard. So
sales is really hard, and it took me a long time to really get the balls, basically. To
CEO Jones?
To stand up to somebody you don't know.
Right.
That's literally trying to get you to do something that you're not sold on.
One thing that they're going to do throughout the entire sales presentation.
Of the membership or personal
training. Exactly. For both. Is they're going to try and get these mini yeses. They're going to get these mini sales. So you're already in a habit of saying yes. So you like the club, right? Yeah, I like the club. So you want to get started working out, right?
Yes.
You want to lose weight? Yes. You want to do this? Yes. And then when it says, you want to buy, right? Yeah, that's net. Like you're so
it's
comfortable saying yes.
It's
just gonna like almost vomit out.
They do in really bad comedies where it's like, no, yes, no, yes, no, no, yes, ha ha, I got you. We're there,
sucker.
You know that kind of thing,
right?
And you don't need that,
right?
So.
Also, I'd say if you have a spouse, go into it knowing, like, let them know that you might buy. You know, it's like, I'm going to meet with my personal trainer and just, you know, let them know. I think, or membership for a gym, better yet, do it together so you both can make the decision. But
if you're going in with a spouse or a family, pre-talk it.
Yes. Very important.
Don't decide in front of the salesperson. That's the worst thing you can do, because then they can interject.
Then and they play you against one another. They find your weaknesses and pour water into it and then freeze it to make the cracks bigger.
That is very descriptive and very intense.
So, go join a gym.
Go join one. There will be podcasts later on.
Yeah. Monday we'll talk about people to avoid in the gym and people to avoid becoming in the gym.
Yes, and more on the etiquette and that kind of stuff, because that will lead into your greater needs of the gym.
Yes. Tomorrow's podcast, talking about calories, and we're going to give you a really delicious recipe to play around with.
Yummy.
And, yeah, that's about it.
One last time. We're officially now on the iTunes Health.
New and Notable.
New and Notable, the big one, the main one. We were on the fitness and nutrition one. We're now on the main large one. So that's a big, big thing. So thank you for everybody listening and adding us to that.
As of tonight, was it Tuesday night? Yeah, Tuesday night. We are we have 200 members. So hopefully we should, on Facebook, 200 members on Facebook. So go join that. If we haven't breached 200 by then, I'm going to cry like a little girl.
So yes. Also, just tell a friend.
Yeah. Oh, subscribe to our newsletter. We're going to announce someone to train that's going to train Monday. With us on Monday.
Monday we're doing that. So that's kind of the contest we're doing. We've kind of, I mean, I've dropped the ball a little bit on talking about it. But if we're doing a contest, subscribe to our newsletter on truefitnessacademy.com. And we are going to pick somebody at random through the process of the internet. And get you signed up with a workout, nutrition plan, and everything like that. And basically, Keon and I will become your personal trainers.
That's right. And this is not a sales thing. We're not going to try and sell you at the end of it. This is just pure out of the goodness of our hearts. With that, I'm Keon.
Oh, and I'm Tyler. That's me.
And you have listened to the True Fitness Academy podcast. Have a great day.